Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 a ring of fire. When hearts like ours beat, I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 a ring of fire, a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 a ring of fire, a ring of fire. And it burns, 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 a ring of fire, a ring of fire.
Day I started loving you again, I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. And today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known that the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause the day I started loving you again, I'm right back where I've really always been. Got over you just long enough to let my heart ache me. Then today I started loving you again.
Thank you very much. Next song, here's one that I wrote, so let me switch guitars here for you, if you don't mind. This song here, it originally started off as about a whole different class of people and everything, but he evolved into a homeless veteran. So it's a song that I hope will do fairly well maybe someday, and I can donate to a great cause. So I saw him on the corner of Broadway and Vine with a cup full of quarters that helped him survive. Folks like us pass him and sometimes pretend he's not there. Now he might not look like someone you'd want to talk to, but considering I don't know the things that he's been through, I thought if I'd ask, he might tell me why he was here. So I stopped and asked him so my mind would be perfectly clear. And he said, I once had an office in that building right there. I made a living and I made it fair. My wife and my kids, they live just right down the street. But I never see them, they don't come near me. It's not that I've not tried, it's just that they're leery. You see, since that war, it's kinda tough remembering their names. So I live downtown with my friends who've been through the same. In my shoes, life's worth more living if you think more of giving than taking from others. I am what I am, I'm doing all I can do. Thank you for asking what it's like to walk a mile in my shoes. Don't blame me, mister, for standing my ground. That flag was still waving when I hit the ground. Thank God my buddies were there to pull me through. Thank you for asking what it's like to walk a mile in my shoes. He stands on the corner of Broadway and Vine. Thank you.
What I love so much about classic country music is there's that, somewhere in that song, there's that lick that you just remember, you know, and if you turn on the radio and you just hear that lick, you know what tune it is. Play that one, the Third Ray Romance one. Right. I just love that. It's great.
I do too.
Yeah, I know you do. It's interesting for me to hear you talking about your Glenn Campbell tribute. What are some other instruments that you
had? A couple of harmonizing trumpets, saxophone and trombone. And then this gentleman here on the piano does all the bells and whistles, and of course the piano, and he does some strings.
What are some of the sounds of classic country that have disappeared in current country?
A couple of really distinct styles that you just do not hear anymore is the styles that, you know, stay in a rhythm, like Buck Owens, for example. Something like that. You don't hear individual licks anymore because on a guitar, a clean guitar is what I call it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody uses distortion pedals and it really jacks it up, what I call it. But something like you know, something like that. That's a Merle Haggard. Like you hear a lot of that stuff in Merle's, but all that stuff is history anymore.
Who are some electric guitarists you liked in country music?
Luther Perkins.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. I cut my teeth on basically him. That's
yeah, and play it. Something that's because classic
it,
Luther Perkins.
It was so simple. It was all one string.
You do a nice Johnny Cash, by the way. Don't you guys think so? Yeah. Did you like that?
Thank you.
Yeah. You don't need to find anybody.
Started off Luther Perkins, and then I guess after him was I admired Roy Clark's playing because he'd done a lot of trickery and so forth, you know. You know, really fast picking.
Yeah. That's a nice sound.
You just don't hear stuff like that anymore.
We got married in a fever. Ever since the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm going to mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Well, go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself.
Snowball, Jackson.
See if I care.
Well, when I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, and that's a fact. I'm going to Jackson.
Pedal steel off TV? I can't imagine.
No, you can't watch nobody play a pedal steel. I learned the pedal steel because I used to have a George Jones imitator in my band. He was really good at singing, George. We done quite a bit of touring, and we have to keep costs down all we can, so I just bought me a steel guitar. All I learned on it was the notes on the song. I didn't learn nothing extra, whatever, because it was mind-blowing the way it was anyway. But I just learned just the notes on those records, and I just imitated that. So that's all I could play on the steel, but we did an entire show with the Georgia steel playing. It's really simpler than most people think. It's a little secret.
It never looks simple to me. It's just the most beautiful sound there is, I think.
Rolling down the backwoods, Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle diving on the Mason-Dixon line. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Tail buck deer munching on clover, a red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl gonna give me a word on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky of seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle dubbing on the Mason-Dixon line. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. My dollar parked in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn loving on a Mason-Dixon line. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We would like to thank Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors for being with us this evening. And thanks to our volunteers with their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, and Cindy Stewart. Also, those of you listening to our webcast and watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience, you, for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place, here in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more from the Nashville Impostors? Sure.
dark. It's raining in the park, but meantime, south of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double full time. You feel all right when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming out of the rain, you hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horn, you're on that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all them fancy chords. He's strictly rhythm, he don't want to make that guitar cry or sing. He plays an old guitar, that's all he can afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing all right. He can play the honky-tonk like anything, saving it up for Friday night. With the Sultans of Swing. Young boys, they're fooling around over in the corner, dressed in their brown baggies and their platform shoes. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. With the Sultan, with the Sultans of Swing. Right up to the microphone. Then at last, as the time bell rings, good night, now it's time to go home. When he gets up last to do his thing, with the Sultan, we are the Sultan. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Redbone Radio would like to thank Ralph, Nathan, Bobby, Tracy, and Jonathan, Ralph Curtis, and the Nashville Impostors for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.